BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Matt. I'm 18 and I'm from Huddersfield. You might not know this, but I once nearly knocked out TV's Michael Underwood with a huge log. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So Matt introduced the show today. Matt, can you please tell me how you nearly knocked out TV's Michael Underwood with a huge log?
Oh, I was, when I was 12, so quite a few years ago, and I was on a game show called Jungle Run with me and a few friends. I don't think it's on the air anymore, but we were doing this game where one of my mates sort of in a maze underneath us, and we were stood on top of this, I don't even know what it was, but there was a load of logs blocking his way that we had to pull out.
Right.
And at the time I was only quite small. I managed to pull the longest log out that was there, and it was a bit heavy for me. It was a bit too big, and yeah. I lost my balance. And it dropped in the direction of Michael Underwood, and it dropped in his direction, and someone jumped in way and saved him, what should we say. It was pretty heavy.
Oh, my God. Imagine if you'd killed TV's Michael Underwood.
I know.
I know. Imagine the shows that we wouldn't have had on TV. What shows wouldn't we have without Michael?
Oh, he did that, he does that morning things, doesn't he? Like, old news stuff. I don't know. I don't particularly watch any of it.
We wouldn't have that morning thing with Michael Underwood, would
that
we?
That morning thing with Michael Underwood. Yeah, you know what I mean.
That wouldn't be on the air.
He wouldn't have even broke his foot or whatever he did on Dancing on Ice. Wouldn't have had that entertainment either.
True. You nearly changed the course of TV history with one log.
I didn't know what I was doing at the time. I didn't know what effect I was going to be taking.
Thank goodness you didn't.
I know. I'm just relieved, to be honest.
It's just lucky that Underwood's got such quick reactions.
It wasn't even Underwood. It was, I don't know, it was a producer, a director or what, but he deserves a medal of some sort, something like that.
Well, thank you very much for introducing the show today.
No problem, mate. Thank you very much.
And get back in touch if you manage to nearly knock out any other celebrities.
I will do. I'll try my best.
Sure.
All right, cheers, mate.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
Right, Becla.
Hello.
You ever injured any TV personalities?
Not that I can remember, have you?
Don't think so. Oh, I tripped up Lorraine Kelly once.
Intentionally, or...?
Yeah, I just stuck my foot out. No, it was on the desert trek. It wasn't actually it wasn't on purpose. Didn't injure Alan Titchmarsh yesterday, no?
No.
How was it when you took the afternoon off to go and watch a recording of Alan Titchmarsh?
It was brilliant.
Was it live?
Yes,
it was live.
I've got an amazing surprise for you after 4:30.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. You're going to be so proud.
Am I?
Mm-hmm.
Did you do what I asked?
Maybe.
Go on, pigs. Okay. Can't wait to hear it.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Adam in Bradford. Spilt hot coffee all down Carol Vorderman once. And then there's Nikki in London who ran into Alex Zane at V-Fest and nearly knocked him flying. Once again, imagine all the TV shows we wouldn't have had if that had actually happened.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I can't believe how many of you have almost killed a celebrity. There's so many coming in. Hi, Goose.
Hello.
Yeah, you on Orkney?
Yeah.
Yeah. And tell us your one, please, because it's particularly good.
Yeah, I was speaking to Marcus Mumford after a gig in Orkney, and it was pretty icy. I was at the pub and I kind of slept and headbutted him when I fell.
So, you were outside a pub?
Yeah.
Talking to Marcus Mumford off of Mumford & Sons?
Yeah.
And then it was icy.
Yeah.
You slipped and headbutted him.
Yeah.
How was he?
Not too sure. I wasn't great. I took a bit of a lander, but...
Right. Poor Marcus.
Yeah.
Did you apologise?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah. And he was fine with you, yeah?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, he was a little bit annoyed, I think, but...
Yeah, yeah. Well, good to speak to you, Goose.
Yeah, you too, Scott.
Love you, bye.
Love you too, bye.
I wonder how many other people... I mean, that's quite rare, isn't it? Headbutting a celebrity outside a pub when it's icy.
Rosie says she was made to smash heads with Dermot O'Leary.
Because, see, there's so many.
I don't know who enforced that.
No, but... it could have been accident again, probably.
Well, no, made to smash.
Made?
Like, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, as in under duress.
Right.
Someone stood there like, right, you two.
Yeah. Smash heads.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So Becky was off yesterday. She took a half day to go and watch the Alan Titchmarsh show, which is your favourite show on TV, isn't it? One of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not my absolute favourite, because there's always that one about relocating to Australia, but...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we talked about that the other day. The one where they spend an hour going, shall we move to Australia? But then don't, generally.
We need to get on it.
Shall we...
We can pretend that we're married.
I want to... Yeah, OK, let's do that and be on one of those.
Like a semi somewhere.
So, Scott and Becky have moved to Melbourne for a week, just to see what it's like.
Yeah.
All right, but I prefer living in Swindon. But thanks for the free trip. It's quite good that you're back, because things just go wrong when you're not here.
Why?
Well, I decide to take up stuffing animals.
I think Chris just leads you the wrong way, doesn't he?
Well, when the lads are together, do you know what I mean?
I know.
And you're not... No offence, but you're not here to go, no, you can't do that.
Yeah, but also...
Do this, do that.
You're not really a lad, but when he's around, all of a sudden you're like, wee, yeah!
Wee, couple of cans.
Yeah, exactly.
He, yesterday, decided that he wants to have a part in Les Miserables.
I heard that on the download.
Oh, did you? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm quite, in a way, pleased you're back.
I didn't get that.
It just things go wrong. He's decided that he likes musical theatre all of a sudden, and then out of nowhere he's like, well, I think I could be in that, yeah. Why not? Reach for the stars. Right, what happened at Titchmarsh yesterday? Have you got something to play me?
I have.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So yesterday, Becky took the afternoon off to fulfil a lifetime ambition, to be in the audience of the Alan Titchmarsh show. What was it like? What's it like at daytime TV?
It's amazing.
Why?
It's everything you think it's going to be.
Is it? And more?
Yeah. So you get told to get there like an hour before you're needed and you queue up. We found the queue because obviously we were like the youngest people there.
I was going to say, like, you were probably way younger than everyone else,
right?
Yeah,
you don't get many groups of like 200 old people together in that part of London.
Do they bust them in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was brilliant. And they all had like their wristbands. Some had like little reserved signs. And then they check your bags and make sure you haven't got too many biscuits, because you are allowed some biscuits, but not too many, otherwise they confiscate them.
Who hands out the biscuits?
No, Alan? You bring them in your bag.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So you bring your own biscuits?
Your toffees and your little chocolate eclairs.
Oh, this sounds brilliant.
So, yeah.
Oh, can we go again? I want to go.
Do you?
Yeah.
But you're not going to miss the show to...
Well, you did.
Yeah, but, like...
I remember when I used to do the Right Stuff on Channel 5 with Matthew Wright, there were regulars that used to be there every single day.
I didn't realise how many of these people had been before, but when we went in, it was like, all the regulars are here, and like all the whole audience were like, whee! And at the break, it was like, right, regulars, get your snacks out. And it was like, now, if you're new here and you sat next to a regular, ask them if they'll share some of their sweets.
So there are people that just spend their whole life going to the Alan Titchmarsh show.
But you know what? Because they're regulars, it works like clockwork, because the show was live on TV at 3 o'clock. We were still queuing outside at like 5:02.
Wow.
But it's like no other audience I've ever known. They're all there, like run to their seats,
they
sit
know
down,
exactly
coats
what to
off,
do.
Bam, there's Alan.
Brilliant.
So good.
Yeah, I mean, you're raving about it today.
Yeah.
Now, I did set you a challenge.
Yes, you did.
It was either to throw your pants at Titchmarsh.
I wasn't going to do that.
Or to shout...
Go on, pigs!
When the new guest comes on and sits on the sofa. Mm-hmm. Which one was it? Not pants?
Yeah, no, I didn't do pants.
Okay. Did you do good?
Well, I'll let you have a listen.
Okay, so this one's a bit hard to hear, is it?
Yeah.
But it's definitely in there.
Yeah, well, I couldn't tell how loud it was going to...
Yeah, of course. So it's a live show yesterday on ITV1. Okay.
Please welcome your host, Alan Titchmarsh.
Tuesday.
Did you hear it?
Yes.
It's really hard. Like, I couldn't...
Let's just hear it again.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I could hear you, definitely.
I was really scared.
Did you do it? Is that it? Just once?
No.
Oh, another one?
Yeah, because
right. This one here, OK. Let's have a listen.
It was 55 years ago today. Well, yesterday, actually. Liverpool's Cavern Club opened. To celebrate, we have a live Beatles tribute. And Dancing on Ice presenter Christine Blakely's here. And yes... She does have a sister. She's here too.
Hiya! There it is again!
You can't hear the pigs properly. It might sound like go on, Titch.
Thank you very much. Lots back in.
You're definitely there, though.
He's there. He actually says thank you very much, as if I've gone,
go on, Titch! Thanks very much.
It's actually pigs.
Okay, so is that it?
No. Do you know what? I was sitting there and I was thinking, I'm just going to go for it.
What, so were they all clapping and cheering?
Yeah, when they're clapping, and I thought, although it's not particularly audible, you can't hear that I'm shouting the Go On Pigs, what if it doesn't come out?
Oh, God, what did you do?
Just one in the middle of...
Okay, right, let's just hear this now. Okay.
One of the great things is that we saw in the papers today that Scott's own photographs have been saved for the nation. The whole collection that he took himself. They're now staying.
Oh, my God! Who was that being interviewed? Or was he just talking?
It was some explorers from the Arctic.
But that's so loud. That's actually, like, taking my breath away. Let's hear it again.
One of the great things is that we saw in the papers today that Scott's own photographs have been saved for the nation.
That's awful!
They're now staying in this country.
Oh, my God! You did it.
Mm-hmm.
That's brilliant. Fair play to you. Give me
high
five.
Five.
Good work.
That was worth a half day, wasn't it?
Absolutely. It's so loud. BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
My Twitter hasn't stopped, Becky. People love you so much. The texts just saying, like, give her 500 Scott Mills points. Can we have that as a download? She's fearless. Mm. What a legend. Mm. Making me laugh so hard. I can't concentrate. I know. Well done. Really, really good. Really proud. Right, Arctic Monkeys coming next. It's 5 to 5. After 5 o'clock, we'll be catching up with Greg James. He is now in a band with Dev off of Early Mornings, and they're called The Dregs. See, Dev, Greg, put them together, The Dregs. Just started following them on Twitter for updates. So, as part of BBC Introducing Week, where we celebrate unsigned musicians, someone's come up with the awful idea of Greg and Dev... making a band, and tomorrow they are going to be in the Live Lounge performing for you, making music together. I heard Rizzle Kicks giving them some tips earlier on Greg's show. Hear what they've been up to in Greg's flat all week tomorrow on Radio 1 when they perform in the Live Lounge just after 5 o'clock. It's going to be bad, isn't it?
Mm.
They're just doing one song, right?
I hope so. Greg was talking about doing a cover as
Absolutely not.
He?
No, I know that's normally the rules in the Live Lounge, but can we cut it?
Just what, the song?
Yeah, even the song to like
what,
a minute.
What, you want like, you know, no, less, you know, like when you go to buy a download, you get the preview.
Yeah,
bit.
That.
30 seconds.
If that, yeah. I think that's best for everybody. The Scott Mills Daily. Now, as you may have been hearing on Radio 1 over the last few weeks, my New Year's resolution on that little trailer thing, which is I'm just really bad at saying no. And here in 2012, I'm going to try and be strong and just say no. I don't want to do that more often. Because I end up doing loads of things that I don't really want to do because I agree to do everything.
It just, I think it makes your life more complicated.
Massively. And it's a big fault of mine and something that I really would like to change.
Because I'm trying. Think, especially when we have conversations, if you said no to me when I first asked you something, it would be fine.
Yeah.
But actually then I go and organise stuff and plan stuff and then like 3 weeks later, right at the last minute you go, actually I'm doing this. And it's like, well, why don't you just say no to start with?
I understand that it's annoying.
Now I'm more upset.
Yeah, I know. I don't
really
make it
upset.
Easy. Don't make it easy for myself.
It's really hard when you do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you're what, 2 weeks in now? 2 and a bit weeks in?
Well, yeah, yeah.
How's it going?
Halfway through January. I think I'm doing it more.
Mm.
Yeah.
You had a little test last night with Zane.
Hey.
Did you not realise?
No, it's always an encouraging sign. That means it's a hit.
Huge.
You going to come to Ali Pally? Come to a show.
I would love to.
Come to a Black Keys show.
Really?
You, Moyles, us, are loads of people. Let the Black Keys be the glue that brings us all together.
I would like that a lot.
Mm. Right. Immediate fail.
I thought it was Black Eyed Peas.
No, you didn't. Like, do you like the Black Keys?
I don't mind that song, but I would like to go out for a night with Zane and Chris Moyles. I would.
Really?
Maybe not at the Black Keys gig.
I know, I'm just going to say, I'm sure they're very good live, but it's not really your type of music, is it?
Do you not really think it's my scene?
Well, name two of their songs.
That one that they've got at the moment.
Yeah.
And there's probably others.
And the one before that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't actually have access to Google at the moment, so I can't really help.
But it's the way you go, I would love to. It's not like a, let me think about it.
I just don't want to let him down.
But you're letting more down.
Yeah.
No, it's always an encouraging sign. That means it's a hit.
Huge.
You going to come to Ali Pally? Come to a show.
I would love to.
Come to a Black Keys show.
I wouldn't.
You make it sound like that's been your lifelong ambition.
Yeah.
And earlier today, you had a call from Chris, didn't you?
Yes.
It's all coming together now,
thanks
isn't
for
it?
This, guys. Yeah. Yeah, it's going really well, this saying no thing, isn't it?
What did he call you about? Exciting ideas for the
weekend? Shall
we
play it?
Yeah.
Okay, then. Here's Chris ringing me earlier.
Hello. You all right, mate? It's Chris.
Oh, hi.
How's it going?
Yeah, I'm all right. Thanks, how are you?
Yeah, I know you're busy. Are you free on Saturday? I could just really do... I've got a spare ticket to go see Watford play at the weekend. Dougsy's dropped out. I'm a bit poor, and I really could do with the money. It should be a good game, though. It's Watford.
Me to go?
Yeah, I could. If you could come with me, that'd be great. I can lend you a shirt. The only problem is it's a bit far away. It's Watford Kilmarnock. Should be a good game, though.
That's Scotland.
It is, mate, but I'd really appreciate it if you could come.
Right, so he wants me to go to the Watford match in Kilmarnock, which is fairly far away from where I live.
Did you not think there's anything weird about that?
Not really.
Like, why would Watford be playing Kilmarnock?
Why is that a thing?
Well, it's different leagues, isn't it?
Well, how would I know that?
Kilmarnock are in the Scottish one, and then...
Oh, of course,
Watford,
yeah, Scottish. That didn't cross my mind, to be honest. But, to be fair to me, I am sounding a little bit like I don't want to do it, am I? No?
It's on Saturday. The good thing is it's a 3 o'clock kickoff, so we don't have to go as early as I first thought. I thought it would be a midday kickoff. We'd only have
do you want me to drive?
No, I thought we could just get a bus. It's easier, because then I can have a couple of drinks. So
a bus?
A bus?
But you didn't say no. You actually offered to drive all the way to Kilmarnock.
I did, yes. All right, let's continue this.
Yeah, well, the first bus leaves about 5:15 in the morning.
That is getting up quite early.
Yeah, but I thought you'd be up for it.
Okay, well, so what do we do? Do I have to pay you? Do you want money for the ticket?
I need money for the ticket. A ticket's going to cost about £80, but I know that'll be fine for you. How long does it take to get to Kilmarnock?
I don't know, on a bus, probably quite long, six, 7 hours probably.
Yeah, I thought it'd be slightly more than that, so that's all right, innit? We'll just read some magazines. You'll love it. Watford Kilmarnock, we'll go there on Saturday, get up about 5, be there for 3, and then I can't afford to stay over, so we'll just head back after the game.
What do we do then? Just watch the match and go back?
Yeah, it'll be fun. You'll love it. I'll lend you a shirt. Is that? I'll put you down for a yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah. Yeah. I'll speak to you about it later. Then. All right.
Cool. All right, mate. I'll speak later.
All right. Bye.
Yeah. Maybe it's not going so well after all, is it? Saying no thing.
That was a definite yes, and you've already bought your copy of 442 to read on the coach.
What's that?
The magazines you're going to be reading for 7 hours. All right. Some back issues.
The boss.
The thing is, though, you say yes to him now, but at like 4:50 on Saturday morning, you'd be like, "Mate, I feel really ill, can't make it." And then he's bought your ticket.
I know.
He's got your
seat
on the
bus. Shirt.
Yeah. And then after that, you've got a text.
Yes.
Who was that from?
Well, it was from Joe Wiley. Mm. Remember Joe Wiley used to work here?
Of course.
Yeah, on a new phone number.
Right.
She's obviously changed her number.
How did you know it was her?
Because she said.
Right.
It wasn't her, was it? Okay, can we hear this, please? Okay, so.
Hi, Scott, it's Joe Wiley. This is my new number.
So this is how our text conversation was going. Voiced by actors, obviously.
Hi, Joe, how are you?
Yeah, so that's all good.
I'm good, thanks, but I need a favour.
So this is Joe Wiley asking me for a favour.
Sure.
I'm that kind of guy.
Yeah, yes.
Sorry to ask, but I need to borrow some money. Is that okay? Not for long. Just got a bit of a cash flow issue.
So Joe Wiley is a bit poor at the moment and wants me to lend her some money. So I say...
Sure, Joe. How much do you need?
And she says...
£4,000.
So I say...
Okay.
Just
thanks.
Say no. I know you'll be on air soon, so can you just leave the money on Radio 1 reception, please? But put it in the name of Big Dave. He'll come and pick it up.
bearing in mind, this is... I see what you've done here. This is a number that I didn't recognise, but she said it was Joe Wiley.
Yeah, and you've believed her, and you've said yes, and now you're going to leave £4,000 on reception.
Well, I was concerned.
Are you OK, Joe?
And then she says...
Fine, just put £4,000 on reception for me. See you soon. Kiss, kiss.
So thanks for that.
Would you not even think about calling back to see if it actually was her?
No.
You just get some bloke going, what?
Yeah, I should really have checked that, shouldn't I? But I didn't leave the money on reception, but I was going to until you told me. For Big Dave to pick up at some point.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Greg James. You
all
right?
I'm all right. I'm a bit stressed out, but I'm all right.
Stressed why?
About tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, this small thing you're doing in the live lounge tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm really stressed out.
I'm so looking forward to it, Greg.
No, don't. This time tomorrow it'll be done.
It's going to be brilliant.
I'm so stressed out by it.
Why?
Just because we haven't had time to rehearse. I was supposed to rehearse with Dev now, but I can't.
Is he doing that thing where he doesn't answer his phone?
No, he's ringing me and I'm not answering his phone because I'm on the phone to you.
Oh, sorry.
But I'll speak to him in a second. But we're supposed to do a long rehearsal tonight, but something came up and I can't make it.
It's all about the rehearsal, really.
I need to rehearse.
If people haven't heard this, can you just explain what you are doing tomorrow with Dev off Verley's?
Okay, so on Monday, Dev decided that we should make a band. And then I found out through someone who rang up my show and said, Dev wants to make a band with you. We tried to call Dev, he didn't answer his phone. And then we found out we're going to do a thing on Thursday on your show. You wanted to get the first official live lounge for it.
Yeah.
Dev came round to my flat yesterday and we wrote a song together. We made some sweet, sweet music.
And the band is called...
It's called The Dregs.
Yeah.
Dev and Greg equals Dregs.
Uh-huh.
So we are called The Dregs. We've got an official Twitter page now.
I know, I'm following you.
Oh, are you?
Yep.
Cheers.
That's all right. And I've retweeted you.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, it's all about the retweets these days, isn't it? Yeah. We should get a hashtag.
Yeah, that will probably happen. I imagine tomorrow after the live lounge, you'll be worldwide trending.
I imagine there'll be many, many horrible, insulting hashtags tomorrow.
So you're not confident about it in any way?
No. I didn't say that. I'm stressed out by it. I just want to make it. I want to do a good job.
I don't want to add to your stress levels, but the live lounge, which is my first live lounge I've ever had on my show, I'm honoured, is not going to be here. It's going to be at the world-famous Abbey Road Studios.
Yeah.
Which is, like, world-famous. And that's where the BBC Introducing Masterclasses are taking place. So you'll be down there tomorrow.
Yeah.
And there'll be loads of, like, record company people there, loads of A&R types, loads of scouts hoping to get signed, are you?
Well, they're not going to watch us. It's going to be...
Oh, I think they might.
I think they'll probably be busy, won't they?
I think they'll make time.
They'll be finding the next ting-tings, I imagine.
Well, surely it helps if you're in those sort of studios, because it can make you sound better, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, well, it will give us inspiration to be at the place where the Beatles recorded, but I think it's, in many ways, it's kind of sacrilegious.
The Beatles and Billy Piper.
Oh, OK, I don't feel so bad now.
Because I did see a gold disc of her there once.
Mind you, people are snobby about that, but she had a couple of hits.
Yeah. She never did that thing on the zebra crossing, though, did she?
No. I bet she did. I bet she did at some point. I bet it was a never-released photo.
I bet she did. OK, good. So, tomorrow, about five-ish, you're going to be doing the live lounge with Dev.
Mm.
Is there anything you need from me? Is there anything I can help you with, or is it just a case
of... Well, you're supposed to be our manager, aren't you?
No.
You don't even know our song title.
I never agreed that.
Oh. We need a manager. We need help. We do need help, desperately need help. We have come up with a song, though.
Okay, good.
We've got something.
All right.
And we rehearsed it long into the night last night, well, until about 7, we got bored.
I've got a little clip here, actually, from your rehearsal.
Oh, really?
If I'd like to play this now, yeah.
You ain't getting none tonight. I'm the beers, beers, beers. On the beers. What did you do, Dan?
On the beers. On the
beers. On the... Ooh. That's what we want, isn't it?
I've heard that somewhere before that tune. Have you ripped that off?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Just the melody, it seems familiar to me.
I think you've been pretty much mistaken.
Is the song called On the Beers?
The song may or may not be called Get On the Beers, Son.
Right, and how long is the song, please? Because I'm just working out, like, how many people could switch off, potentially.
I'll tell you what. I'll give you one... I'll say this one thing, Scott. no one will want to turn off. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
For good or bad reasons, people won't switch off.
Okay.
That you'll want to hear. It'll either go horribly wrong, or it will be signed by a record label the next day.
So the BBC introducing masterclasses are tomorrow. Obviously, most people won't be able to make it, but it'll be streamed online, so you can watch it if you've ever wanted to get into the music business, either as an artist or working at a record company or whatever, or being a DJ. You'll be able to watch it. If you just look up BBC Introducing, it'll be streamed online all day. And I'm very much looking forward to hearing you and speaking to you tomorrow as the Dregs.
Oh, thank you very much. I mean, us two idiots aside, me and Dev, it's a really good event, isn't it?
It's a really good thing to do.
We are idiots, but I'm sure it'll be fine.
Just don't ruin it, all right?
I'm really worried.
Don't ruin it.
Is it live streamed?
Probably, yeah. Okay, good. Well, have a good night's sleep.
Thanks very much.
Try not to stress and just make it good, no pressure.
We'll be all right, we'll be fine.
Don't ruin it.
Try not to.
The Scott Mills Daily.
About an hour ago, we were talking about my New Year's resolution, which has been all over Radio 1, all over Christmas, and that was to learn to say no, because I always say yes to everything. I always agree to pretty much anything you ask me, even though I don't want to do it. It's true, isn't it?
Mm.
So I'm just trying to say no a little bit more.
Not going well so far.
Not so much, no. Becky and Chris were testing me out. Even pretending to send me texts from Joe Wiley's new phone number. It was a number I didn't recognise. Asking for £4,000.
Sure, Joe. How much do you need?
See, it's me all over, isn't it?
£4,000.
Okay.
And then Joe, well, not Joe, you, said,
fine, just put £4,000 on reception for me. See you soon. Kiss, kiss.
Can't do it, can I?
That's going to be £2,000 each for me and Chris, that. Gutted.
But quite a lot of people noticed that around 5:40 p.m. this evening, something incredible happened. On the 18th of January, 2012, something occurred, which is very different for me. I may have been like this before.
You'll love it. Watford Kilmarnock. We'll go there on Saturday. Put you down for a yes, yeah?
Okay, all right, cool.
You going to come to Ali Pally? Come to a Black Keys show.
I would love to. But something has changed in me. Something's happened. Something incredible. Is there anything you need from me? Is there anything I can help you with, or is it just a
case? Well, you're supposed to be our manager, aren't you?
No, I never agreed that. No, no.
Because you never say it. When you do say it, you don't say it properly.
No.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Now, obviously, Wikipedia is down today.
Is it?
Has that affected your life at all?
No, I just do the French version and then Google Translate.
Well, that's because you're multilingual.
No, I use the Google Translate.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you did just say that.
I don't do it from French to German, then go, ah, oh, good. Ich verstehe.
Now, if this had happened today, they could have blamed it on Wikipedia, but it didn't. It happened the other day. Ed Sheeran has been to America, and he's been, you know, doing the rounds and talking to lots of different radio shows. You know Jamie Foxx off of Singing and Acting?
Mm.
I didn't know this, but he's got a radio show.
Has he?
Yeah, yeah. And Ed Sheeran was the guest. And it kind of starts off okay. Listen to this.
We have a special guest in the house that is very talented. He ripped the building Monday night. And he's here in the studio with us. Please welcome Mr. Ed Sheeran.
All right, so there's Ed's big introduction. Apparently he ripped the building. What? Ow.
Mr. Ed Sheeran.
Ed! Mr. Ed! What's up,
I believe he's from Ireland.
No, from London, just
London.
Ireland. Yeah, so not from Ireland.
same.
Yeah, she was looking at Wikipedia though, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Good research.
Up, I it? Believe he's from Ireland.
No, from London, just
London.
Ireland.
Okay.
Oh, Braveheart. Yeah. There you go.
Right.
Wicked.
Wicked.
There you go. Yeah.
Listen.
Up, I it? Believe he's from Ireland.
No, from London, just
London.
Ireland.
Okay.
Oh, Braveheart. Yeah. There you go. Wicked.
Wicked. I love Ed's reaction. He's so good. Yeah, wicked. Did Jamie Foxx go... He's like, no, from London. Ah, Braveheart. What? Mm. He did, didn't he?
Oh, Braveheart. Yeah.
There you go. Wicked.
Yeah, wicked.
There you go. Wicked.
Love Ed. Okay, from our In New Music We Trust list, this is a band that was on the BBC Sound of 2012 list. They're a five-piece band. They're from Brooklyn in New York. And they're doing some gigs in February in London and Manchester, recording their debut album at the moment.
When you said New York, then it was like your Braveheart.
Braveheart.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Where was it I read that Adele songs are the most popular songs in karaoke now?
Really?
Apparently. I'm pretty sure it's Adele. And yeah. Is it wrong to just imagine like thousands of people around the world just yelling?
Really badly.
Really badly.
Yeah. Because those notes are not easy to hit.
Nah, man. There's very few people, in fact, only one that can do that. But that's what karaoke's for, isn't it?
Sure.
Your own personal little rock star moment.
Yeah, when you really think that you're as good as Adele.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah.
You right?
Very good. I enjoyed listening to... Oh, I'm on BBC Breakfast tomorrow morning. I suppose I should share that knowledge with the vast audience, the vast Scott Mills crew, that if you're waking up early in the morning and BBC Breakfast is on in the background...
What are you saying?
Just talking about my life. My
are
life.
You?
Just, you know, there's it's a general interest piece about me. No, I'm joking. It's about BBC introducing Masterclass.
Can you try and lure Bill Turnbull into another rap, please?
Please.
Who did that? Was it Rich? Example? Oh, Pro? Who was it?
Yeah, Pro
I think
did
it was
it,
Pro, yeah.
And then there've been a couple more since.
It's really good
it's
when he raps.
It's not hard, but I think you should.
It's funny because he has all the research like available to him in the world, and yet he still goes in kind of like, now this is, now you have to walk me through this.
Yeah, apparently this is very popular with the younger people.
And then he goes home, he chucks on Pro Green Man, sags his jeans a little bit, lays back
it.
In the car, pours a little Cavassier, sits back. Woo, mm-hmm. Much success. And then he wakes up in the morning, he's like, now this introducing Malarkey.
I think it's all a front. I think he knows his stuff.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
But
man.
He will do that with you. He'll be like, "So, tell us about this. What is about this popular music?"
I just want to say to all Bill Turnbull crew that is Scott Mills doing that impression. So when I go on BBC Breakfast tomorrow morning, that I'm not bringing that with me. That stays here tonight at Radio 1 with Scott.
Please, please let him do a rap again. Make him. It's so good.
I'm not a circus animal. I'm not dancing for you, Mills. At least
please.
Not again. Not after I did it last time. You made me feel like, you know, you sat there like Robert De Niro and Jackie Brown while I did a little shimmy for you.
That's right.
It was awkward.
You felt worthless.
It was awkward. It was as awkward as Ed Sheeran on the Jamie Foxx show.
Oh, my God, to that. Poor Ed. I love his reaction, though. Listen.
I believe he's from Ireland.
No, from London. Just
London.
Oh, Braveheart!
There you go. Wicked.
It's funny, because everybody has a different highlight of that. Like, you like the Wicked thing and the Braveheart thing. I like the laugh. Like, get up.
I believe he's from Ireland.
No, from London. Just
London.
Oh, Braveheart!
Yeah. That's amazing. Okay. You know, I got one of those laughs as well. First time I ever got that laugh was with Tom Morello. If I put Jamie Foxx in that as well, then we'd have a montage of amazing laughs. Like, maybe if you just cue that up one more time, and then after his laugh, drag it down real quick.
Yeah? After the laugh.
After the laugh.
Stop I it. Believe he's from Ireland.
No, from London. Just
London.
Oh, Braveheart!
Yeah. Yeah. So it's come to this.
Exactly.
Best handover ever!
I think that's a winner.
See what happens when we have a meeting about it, we rehearse it, we put the time in.
I think we did well, we lifted it off the page.
It was good of Ed Sheeran to do that for us as well, just
really
for
good.
The handover.
I appreciate it. High five.
High five to you, man.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio